The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, December 9th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Today's phone numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. And if you call in from the family island, it's 242-357-20. We're going to have a call-in show today, just in case you want to call in and talk about a topic specific to your liking. I'd be happy to entertain that. But before I start, I want to talk or have a conversation about Nervous Saturday. Last week was Nervous Saturday, and it was exciting. The NJC had the event at the Montague Foreshore there, and they had it in conjunction to the sailing activities. One of the things I found entertaining, see the word there, entertaining? One of the things I found fascinating, one of the things I smiled at was the announcement of the name 1958 World Famous. That was the name of the Junkanoo group. Let me repeat it. There was a Junkanoo group that was named. I think they're going to be coming out at fifth place, if I'm not mistaken, for the Boxing Day Junkanoo Parade. They will be coming out in fifth place. Was the 1958 World Famous. I'm not sure if it's a new Junkanoo group. See, I'm being facetious here because I know who the group is. I'm not sure if it's a new Junkanoo group or if it's the original Junkanoo group, but definitely the group was named 1958 World Famous. Of course, that causes some kind of combruction because immediately afterwards, because you know they got to give their explanation and theme of the group. John Williams, who is the PR representative of a Junkanoo group. And I'm saying it like this because it tends to cause confrontation and they just call me in row and inbox me. So I'm going to try my best to be centered in this conversation, right? Because I'm going to make an announcement shortly. So I'm using the word loosely 1958, but and World Famous, but we know that is World Famous 1958 or the 1958 World Famous Valley Boys. That's their supposed official title. I'm going to say that for now, just to recognize the group, but according to the NJC, they are not the 1958 World Famous Valley Boys, but the 1958 World Famous, full stop, right? We know earlier that the minister, Mr. Mario Boleg, said he cannot recognize, the government does not recognize two groups with the name Valley Boys. When I say they didn't recognize, they said there was a court decision where they have determined that one of the groups owned the name Valley Boys, right? And that the minister said that they're going to go by that until the court decision has been reversed. Of course, there's some subsequent suits and whatever it is, right? The name is still embattled. It's still in court, right? The last appeal gave way to the 1958 World Famous to make an appeal of the last decision. That needs to be explained. There was a court decision stating that the name belongs to one group, and that group is called the Valley Boys. They have the name. And then there was an appeal, and that appeal was declined. And then there was a judicial review, right? And the judicial review said they have a right to fight for the name. So that's where we are. They have a right to fight for the name. However, at this present, the name belongs to another group. So that other group is called the Valley Boys. The Valley Boys vex. I mean, they don't want them to use this World Famous, 1958 World Famous, to use their name at all. Right? And the government said, okay, since you didn't want them to use the name, They won't be using name. They're the 1958 world famous. When they had the People's Rush, I think that was Independence Day, the 1958 world famous attempted to use the full name but with the Valley Boys attached, and the police got involved and tell them, y'all got to take that banner. Y'all got to move that banner. So they rushed under something else. To get the seed money, the 1958 world famous received the money under that name, 1958 world famous. They need the money from the government. They accept the money. They're still arguing that they're still the Valley Boys, right? But they received the seed money. They registered. Well, this is a debate on whether the 1958 Valley Boys registered in general, by the way. Again, all kind of tax right now. They arguing whether they registered, if they could have registered, would they registered under what documents had they were able to present. So there's an argument whether they fully registered. The 1958 world famous said yes, they registered, and they registered as the 1958 world famous Valley Boys. Again, the NJC said no, y'all ain't registered underneath that at all. Me ain't know what you keep on bringing it up again and again and again. We keep on telling you, you're not registered as the 1958 world famous Valley Boys, but you registered as the 1958 world famous. Today, see, like, all of that to get to this thing. Today, they're in court. Today, the world famous, or the 1958 world famous, sue the government, sue Mario Boleg, sue the Ministry of Culture. I know if the NJC, but that's the government too. That's a branch of Ministry of Culture. I'm not sure if they're involved, but at this present time, Mr. Boleg sees himself in court. I don't know what the court says. Anyone who knows what the court says, I can call in. They can call in and tell me what did the court determine. But they say the government, meaning Mario Boleg, is preventing them from using their name, which is the 1958 world famous Valley Boys. And they have a problem with that. So if you have a problem with things, you take it to the courts and let the courts decide, right? But at this present time, the world famous can't use the word Valley Boys. They didn't have the banner, no. The banner didn't have Valley Boys on it. But if they bring the banner out there and the word Valley Boy, that banner can't be used. It can't be used. And this is why they go into court now, because they already have a couple of their costumes have the word Valley Boys on it. But then they're told already, if you have the word Valley Boys on it, you can't make it to bay. I want to know your opinions on that. I want to know your opinions on that. I think I laid out all of the concerns. I think I laid out the conclusion of where the world famous, the 1958 world famous group, where they stand. I think I laid out where the Valley Boys, because they only have one name. They say these are the Valley Boys. They said they don't want nobody to use their name. At this present time, the court didn't rule. And until the court reversed the situation, they are sticking to the point that that's their name. The government yield and say, yeah, we understand that we're the court, we're the government, and we see what the court is. I assume they go on to their legal counsel, and they go on to say, yeah, according to that now, that's where they stand. That's their name. So that's where we are. I see we have the calling in right now. I see I have one or two texts. I'm going to read that. But let me allow, Kermit, let's patch that caller through right now to see if we can start off this conversation. Go ahead, caller.
Guardian, hey, what's up, NCA Neri?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
There's Chief Stinking Goat Skin. I'm so exhausted and tired of this nonsense that's going on. You understand? We got to go back to its inception. When the Valley Boys was together and we was trying to get an audience with the then chairman of the Valley Boys, of course, everybody knew we were rejected about 13 times. What they didn't know was that they had allowed, that chairman and his crew, had allowed the name Statue of Limitation to expire. You see, it's 3 years.
But Johnson, you done yes, explained sir. This about 40 times. And mind you, I want to engage you. So I see you trying to reiterate or what I call politic. The world famous say they ain't agree with nothing you said. So you repeating it again and again and again doesn't change the point that they disagree. So I want to start you. No. We all know. Because you called 40 times.
Yeah.
Right? So we know. The point is where we are. That's why I want you joining the conversation. Because I know what you're doing. And I appreciate it. I just stopping you to have a different type of conversation.
Okay.
conversation is come. No, man, I want you to take it back. I ain't mad at you. I just speeding up the conversation. The point is, come Boxing Day, there's going to be a combruction.
Yeah,
probably. I want to know what should happen come Boxing Day. Comment on that. What should happen come Boxing Day?
The letter of the law should be followed. The Registrar General has told that grouping, after the Ellis ruling that set aside both of their applications, it was not overturned in the Court of Appeals. The Registrar General told them, you have to change your name. And that is where it ends right there.
And let me pause you right there.
They refused to do it.
And let me pause you right there. This secondary court, where they gone to make the appeal, said that maybe, perhaps, more than likely, I could use that, the registrar erred in her decision. That's where we are. And they said that they have a good chance. This was the magistrate. I don't know. It was a judge, magistrate, justice, whatever. It can't be a justice. So it can't be. It's a magistrate, I think. Small thing. Said that nobody made an appeal. You see when you don't know law? Anyway, one of those judge people said, more than likely they have a good chance of winning the right for the name.
Now, tell me, Neri, being an appellant judge, three of them, that sound right, but you say this now? An appellant judge would tell somebody bringing a case to court, man, you might stand a good chance. Don't sound right, eh?
It was instead of judgment. Let me see if I have the judgment and I can read it to you.
The judge, what you are about to read, if you find it, was what was swirling around with the media and the groupings in court. The judge would never compromise itself like this or herself like that.
But this
he would never say that.
This was the judge wording. I remember reading what the judge said. It was the judge ruling.
Well, find it. And even if you find it, Nuri, and she said that, if it's a big conjunction, you might have a good chance. But it ain't there yet. So as it stands now, Judge Ellis' ruling stands. But it's the bottom line. It's the law. These fellas are lawless.
And I understand that. And I appreciate your opinion. And I am concerned, right? I am concerned of this year's Junkanoo, right? And the reason why I'm concerned is that there hasn't been any closure.
No.
Regarding this, because I thought this is finished by now. Judgment.
Exactly. And they didn't get seed money. You need to go investigate how they get that seed money. If their proper paperwork wasn't in Tingham, and then from what I understand, we got our correspondence yesterday stating that these fellas went to the commissioner of police in fear for their life. New Year's Day, because the two valleys back to back behind one another.
The two valleys back to back behind. Behind one another.
Yeah. See, yeah, world famous coming out third or second, and the way forward body boys coming out third, and these fellas going to the police say they ain't fair for their life. What the kind of nonsense is this, man?
And I hear you, Chief Stinking Goatskin, and it's better to be safe than sorry. It is a combative. Disposition we have now between the two Valley Boys. And I use the two Valley Boys loosely just for this conversation, because I know there's only one Valley Boy. Right?
Yeah,
but if they're coming back to back, surely they need to be extra security. Just in case.
If they feel that way, like you say, everybody entitled to it, you know what I mean? Mm. But I Chief Thinking goes good. I got this guy walks, I gotta go fight nobody.
Yeah.
Not me. You know,
but if you could have walked and if you could have seen, you'd have been out there throwing your mouth.
Well, I would have been throwing the same kind of blows I throw now.
I
just go by the letter of the law.
Yeah, I know.
And follow the law, see?
Yeah, but thanks very much. I appreciate it.
We need
to definitely have that conversation. And now that you explained to me that they come and read after each other and on New Year's Day, we need to have that conversation about extra security. I know they already picked the numbers, right? But now we need to start talking about what things to preempt frustrations, right? Make sure speak to the group leaders. Make sure you have mediators in between to make sure And we may have to put some two scrap groups in between there too, right? We need to consider all of that. We have another phone call on the line. Kermit, let's pass that caller through. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. We are talking about kaleidoscope of things, but we're talking about Junkanoo right now, if you're interested in talking about that. But go ahead.
Okay, yeah. As a historian, right? You and me.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Have you ever... Is there an instance you know... Have you ever recalled that we have used the legal system to like deal with a cultural issue?
Cultural issue. And I do not know. But that doesn't mean that I do not support the idea. See, the court is there for us when we are grieved, when we are vexed.
Oh, really?
But other than that, that means we have to fight. I don't want them fight physically for this. Because
hey.
I know, as a passionate person, I like fighting. I grew up off East Street. I know about fighting, about culture. The history of Junkanoo was a violent history. Gangs off on one side and the next side used to clash.
No, it's a kind of organized gang culture, right? But it seems that, you know, our courts are used to accomplish things that have a political tinge.
You think?
You know.
You need to give me an example.
Bahama.
Bahama, when you have an aggrieved, they had to go to the court. That wasn't political at all.
And the original rulings by our courts were what? Overturned.
No, our original was not overturned.
The fellow is getting his money.
No, that's two different things. Hold on. Let me pause you. Let me correct you. Right? Our courts determined that the Bahama, well, I don't like talking about that company, that the company is owned by CC, Chinese CCA. Forgive me. Wasn't Chinese Construction. Chinese Construction moved to the two hotels. No, they moved to the two hotels on Bay Street.
Okay.
Have nothing to do with the big hotel out west. They moved. And our courts determined that the bankruptcy trial could be held in the Bahamas, where we wind up. They wind up that, and that the hotel, the big hotel out west, was sold. It was sold to the people who own Rosewood. And I'm trying to go on memory and correct me.
Yeah,
so our court, hold on, let me finish. Our court determined that, and everything about our court was finished. What you talking about with the gentleman getting his money has nothing to do with the big hotel out west. This is something separate and apart.
Okay.
Our court was not overturned. Our court was completed.
But don't forget, right? The money that would have completed that the project on time was used to buy the other property downtown.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. What you're saying with that?
Okay, now, but see, I'm coming to the idea that it's really all about the money. Okay, because on the heels of all this thing between these groups, right? In the background, you had a group sponsored by the government.
Which group was sponsored by the government? You talking about Junkanoo
Authority? The Junkanoo Authority?
Yes. As a part of government.
They were trying to create an entity that would control Junkanoo, right? And if you look at the groups between the... If you look at the Way Forward and the World Famous Money Club, one of those groups have a lot of members who were a part of that
of the Jungle Authority.
Really?
You have to look at the newspaper, babe. Okay? Anyway.
I think you accusing people.
In terms of conjecture, as far as the world famous is concerned, this may be more about the intellectual property.
Yes.
That is in the world famous volleyballs.
Mm-hmm.
That the way forward may have no access to. Now, the problem is that most of the members in that group are kind of partially responsible for creating that property.
But what property are you talking about? Give me examples of the property you're talking about.
Okay. The Valley Boys, the World Famous, they are the only group who have more or less a written history.
No, but the both of Valley Boys, they all have the written history.
No,
that's what it is. They both have the same history.
But the World Famous Valley Boys.
No, the Valley Boys. No. I gotta stop you. No. Valley Boys has the history. Valley Boys. No, stop. Pause. Valley Boys has the history. Okay,
I'll agree.
Go ahead.
I'll agree.
Go ahead.
Okay? But that history now, that intellectual goldmine, in terms of history and notes and, I mean...
belongs to the Valley Boys and whoever hold the name.
Okay, you think those guys are going to...
I ain't saying nothing. Don't put me involved in this. This is what I'm saying.
I am telling you what's on the table.
I'm telling you, correcting you. The Valley Boys own the history of the Valley Boys. And whoever have the name will own the history of the Valley Boys.
it ain't going to happen like that.
Okay.
And you know it yourself.
I go by the courts. Whatever the courts determine.
If the courts have heard in the past,
you appeal.
Continue to in the future.
You make an appeal until they have a conclusion, and when the conclusion come, whoever has the name owns the legacy.
You don't own legacy.
You don't own legacy.
You protect legacy.
Well, whoever will have the name will be protecting the legacy.
And we know who the protectors of the legacy are.
The Valley Boys.
Okay, the Valley Boys.
Yes. Thank you very much, Colum. Once we know it's the Valley Boys, yeah, I ain't going on who left or right. Whoever owned the name Valley Boys will have the legacy. That's all I say. It doesn't bother me if it's a way forward or the world famous.
Whoever owned it. If they win, right?
Yeah.
If they win, they are going to need a court order to get even that.
Yeah. We shall see when the judge decides.
It's gonna happen.
I appreciate your call, though. I appreciate your call. So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about, that there's some corruption brewing, and I believe that we need to do some preemptive things to make sure that there's no, end quotes, violence on Bay Street. No, let me change that word, because I don't like putting out strange words. Disruption. There's no disruption on Bay Street. Because, like I said, The world famous take the minister to court today. Today he was in court. So I found that entertaining. They're fighting over the name, and I have no problem with them fighting over the name, but there needs to be some conclusion, right? Let's go to the caller again. Guardian Radio AM, of course, this is C.A. Nuri. Go ahead, caller. You're live, caller.
Hey, C.A., one second. You see, it's people like your last caller that is confusing this thing out there about who are the Valley Boys. You are correct. We are all Valley Boys. But if you want further subdivide, and I'm going to say this one more time, whoever listening, Brian Adley is just the chairman. Just like Dion was the chairman of the JCNB, he didn't own no Valley Boys. He was a chairman, almost he designated himself chairman for life. That was what we was fighting against. You understand now?
But you ready to talk about that. Boys,
Huh?
You already said that already. We already know that
part. Yeah, but I got to say it for people like that who just...
No, he... They're calling you. He have a, just a different perspective.
Brian come to the Valley Boys in 1995.
You already like me explained to the Valley from 74. That. You already explained that. We all aware of that already. Johnson.
So what is he saying about who owned the intellectual property?
He's saying that... They have a right to fight for their name, and they're going down fighting for their name, and whoever wins the name, but that's why I was trying to correct him, whoever wins the name.
Well, I can say one more thing that I didn't say before. The only five living architects of 18 living ones that formulated the Valley Boys, excluding Gus, because Gus didn't do it. They're still alive, and they are with the way forward. That's Christie, Lucy Gadet, Whitey, Galah, and Bailey them. They whip the way forward. So I don't know what they call you talking foolishness about. Thanks for taking my call.
I have Rosie Goddard's number now. I wonder if I could call him on the break and ask him what he say about Junkanoo, the Valley Boys. I have Rosie Goddard's number. He's a senior Valley Boy. I mean, he live in the Valley. You know, they senior man. Goddard a senior man. I might have to call him and see which of the original Valley Boys support the world famous. Since they protecting the legacy and everyone saying Gus this and Gus that. I mean, we may have to have that discussion. And because nobody included these original Valley Boys in the discussion, you know. So we can see where they decided. No? I know where Perry Christie decided. He didn't voice that. Right? But I see the House passes the migrant bill. I think there needs to be an education of what the bill is. There's a first reading, second reading, and a third reading. I think that there may need to be a re-education of the Bohemian public, because I know grade 6 in the public school system, that new social studies book explained how a bill is passed. And I think a number of Bohemians are not aware. So hopefully I'll be able to do a quick rundown on how a bill is passed. Oh, the caller gone? I guess send the caller, hang up. You can call back, caller at 323-632-5-4-3-1-6 and 325-4-2-5-9. Call back. Pass the caller through before I start explaining how a bill is passed there, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, you're live.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing well.
Listen, people, the Bahamian people in general have to understand, you know, emotion. I mean, they take the emotion out of certain things. Forget Trevor Davis for a minute. If I go down to the register, and it wasn't even about Junkanoo. If I had a business and I wanted to name that business the Valley Boys, and that name was available, that name was gone, eh?
Mm.
The name, it's available.
Yeah.
It's available. You can talk about legacy all you want. If protecting the name wasn't a part of your legacy, you dropped the ball.
The people said they had a license. They had a business license.
Bahamas, one time ago, we had when the same thing when you have a website and we didn't protect Bahamas.com or whatever. We, you know how much money we had to spend to get the name back.
Hmm.
And, you know, that's your branding. That's your identity, right? So the ruling, I think the ruling still stands as they cannot use the name because the name is not there. Theirs to use anymore.
Hmm.
And like you said, it doesn't matter how much parade you've been going for. The name Valley Boys, whoever gets that name gets the legacy. And again, one more point. Going forward, they might have an argument in the Court of Appeal to say, hey man, we had this organization for a very long time and everybody knew, you know, that's something to argue. But right now, the stance is the Valley. I think where we drop the ball, give and see it money to companies that start. When you go, you have to go get your business license or get anything, any type of contract from the government, any type of the public funds, you have to have these things in place. They didn't even have a name. They registered, but they getting seed money for years.
I agree with you. And let me comment on that. Usually when you get seed number, you got to present your TIN number. You present your business license. You present your the non-profit designation, and we know that one of the Valley Boys did not have it. That's how you get your seed money. You got to present all these paperwork in order to get your seed money. We know that one group did not get their seed money with everybody else.
because they didn't have half of these things. And later on, it was announced that they got the money. We didn't know when they got the money. No one tell us when they, there was no pageantry, fanfare about the presentation or anything. So we don't know what they presented to get access to the money, but they get the money. They get the money. That's problematic also, right? How you get the money when you, earlier you couldn't present any of the information. We still want to know what information you present. And even in terms of registering, to rush. Now, you can't stop people from rushing now, right? But to be judged in the parade, we don't know what they register as. But clearly, the NJC said you register as world famous. But that's where they're going to court for. They're going to court to row about that today. But let's talk about the bill. So I'm reading the child's social studies book, right? It said that they are drafters who draft, the government, people in the government, whatever the drafters are part of the Attorney General's office, they draft a bill. Let's start off before that. A minister identify a issue that they want a law to be come into being. So they go to this to the drafters who are responsible for getting all the legislation, right wording and verbiage and everything and research. And these drafters construct a bill. They then take it to the minister who look over it, and the minister take it to cabinet who then have a deliberation in cabinet over the bill, and where they conclude this is a good bill to put forward. They all conclude collectively that this is what they want. This will represent the government. That minister then brings the bill from cabinet to parliament. He have the first reading of the bill, right? When you have the first reading of the bill is distributed to the opposition. The bill is then distributed to the general public and the media. So everybody have the bill. Everybody has the bill to read and make comments. Usually the government have social commentary or town hall meetings to explain these things. The public give their opinion on these things. They could go to the minister per se, go to the member of parliament and say, these are the things we like, these are the things we don't like, this particular wording here, et cetera, et cetera. And then you have that public scrutiny and suggestion. Then the bill is then tabled for a second time. The second time they have debates back and forth on what to be changed, whatever it is. There's more public scrutiny and more deliberation between the public. Then the bill is read for the third time. They make the whatever adjustments they need to make, right, to finalize the bill. And when they're read the third time and everyone conclude that this is what it is, they have a vote on who support it. Who don't support it, usually the bill is then passed. When the bill is then passed, it goes to the Senate. The Senate then debate this bill again. If the Senate don't like it, the Senate could send it back, and then you start the whole process again. But the Senate debates the bill. And if the Senate likes the bill, say, okay, there's no problem with it, the bill is then sent to the Governor General. The Governor General then signs off on this bill. And when the Governor General signs off on this bill, the bill is then go and gazetted. And then it becomes law after a gazette. I hope I explained that. And again, this is a grade 6 textbook I'm getting this from. All Bohemians, especially from what this year this is, from the early 2000s, at least for the last 25 years, this has been included in the primary school textbooks in terms of how a bill is passed. I know a number of Bohemians are still not familiar with it. I'm hoping that this general, because I'm sure I might have missed one or two specifications off it, but I wanted everyone to understand what is happening regarding the bill and what's next. There's a number of persons that are concerned about various aspects of this smuggling of migrants bill. Warranted. I would assume that the opposition, who would be in the House of Assembly, would have raised concerns, put in suggestion on how to improve the bill. So with the bill to move forward, and I'm assuming that's what they're doing in terms of the debate and their participation regarding that. Another thing I want to talk about is the national anthem. There's a conversation happening on social media regarding if the national anthem can be sung differently, altered. You know, we have a particular tune, we have a particular chorale on how, what is the words of the national anthem. But we have now new age bohemians, cultural expressionists, who like to alter things, right? They said that they're expressing themselves. They can improve upon the national anthem and how it's presented. I know even the National Youth Choir starts off, Bahamaland, Bahamaland, right? Which is not a part of the national anthem. I don't see anyone objecting to it. But it's not that preempt, that refrain before the national anthem is not a part of the national anthem. There are some culturalists. There are some nationalists. There are some people who appreciate the Constitution who recognize the national anthem as a national symbol. And in fact, the national anthem is a national symbol. National symbols cannot be altered. You cannot alter the coat of arms of the Bahamas and say, I'm just doing my expression, right? The flag is a national symbol. You don't alter the flag. You can't even write on it. But then I just recently had a commentary by a academic who said that you can write on the flag per se based on your intent. And we need to have more discussions on that, because I was told you can't write on the flag. But definitely, I think, since the national anthem is a national symbol, there's no altering of the national anthem. It's the national anthem. This is how we sing it. These are the words. Full stop. Full stop. You could go and alter something else. Anyway, this is Guardian Radio AM. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I want to talk about the politics of food. I see Aaron Green was talking about it, but I have a different view, a different concern, because something I saw off bay, and I want to raise an alarm, raise a concern, and hopefully people will encourage our government to do something about it, and rich people also. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $50,000 to provide holiday meals for families in need. But we need your help. From November 3rd to December 17th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Cost Right, Fresh Markets, Eleuthera Markets, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in New Providence, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, it's C.A. Nuri. I get an update, and you know, sometimes you'd be wrong, or sometimes the information you just didn't appreciate. Regarding the smuggling of migrants bill, okay? The first reading of the smuggling of migrants bill was in October 15th of this year. Let me repeat that. The first reading of the smuggling of migrants, this bill, was done on October 15th. Of course, when I mentioned earlier, this is when the opposition gets a copy of it, the media gets a copy of it, the public gets a copy of it, everybody gets a copy of it to read over it and make any kind of complaints or suggestions they want. That's October 15th. October, then November, now December. This reading, which was yesterday, was the third reading. And remember I mentioned that it goes first, second, and third reading? This reading yesterday was the third reading. That means the second reading had already gone. So this was the second and third reading. And debates are always in the second reading, where each side make recommendations, raise concerns, support the bill. All of that was done. Just that the opposition, who's supposed to look for things when ain't going well, something happened. The opportunity was there. Something happened. But we know that there was a concern. There were people who raised sections of man during this last reading, said this don't make no sense. And the government withdraw parts of the bill. But the bill has passed. The bill is now on its way to the Senate. And then from the Senate, if the Senate agrees, whatever it is, it'll be on its way to the Governor General, and it'll be a part of laws. And then people say you can always repeal. So much things people should repeal, right? But you know how that goes. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, go ahead, caller. You're live.
Yeah, one of the days I drove a new party for that opposition to represent, conduct themselves. But no, you know, in the night, they have more than one national anthem, you know. They mean that original national anthem.
So you're saying that we have more than one national anthem?
America.
No, we ain't talking about America.
No, that's it.
No, no,
I mean, I would welcome that you thought at a stepping board to say, I would welcome more than one national anthem.
Name me another national anthem the United States have.
Give you another one?
Yeah.
Well, off my mind, I can't give you right now, but I know the original one. Oh, there, can't you see? Then the other one I like, call it the black, they call it the black.
Well, black people do have nothing to do with the rest of the United States. They have an Indian one, too. You're trying to say with the Indian and Pakistani Americans, their national anthem is the national anthem of the country? What are you talking about?
No, I'm not saying Indian and Pakistan.
I talk about the national anthem of the United States. You bring it up the national anthem of the United States and said there's more than one national anthem.
I think you answer social media posts about we have more than one national anthem.
And I'm saying America has one national anthem.
Right. But they have many different forms of it, though.
No, they have one form of national anthem in the United States.
Not the original. I probably didn't explain to you right, but I forget the other set they sing sometimes.
Yeah. Other people in the United States, not the country, other people in the United States have their own anthems.
Right.
My church have their own anthem, too, no? Yeah.
So I'm saying, you don't think with our original national anthem, you don't think we should add some other set to it?
No.
Why?
Because we have one national anthem, like every other country.
No, I know we have one national anthem.
So be straight.
Really, really be straight.
Be straight.
No other piece, other different pieces.
Be straight. We have one.
I think we should have more than one, like, or more different arrangement. Because I remember the one you mentioned arrangement. They're going to be on Cable Bahamas RTV.
Yeah.
I like that arrangement.
People like it, but it's not the national anthem.
No, of course not. Of course. It's the Royal Balance Police Force.
It's protected. You know it's protected, right? The national anthem is protected.
Of course, but it's the Royal
And if
Balance
it's protected, you are duty-bound to protect it. You need to go in to protect our national anthem. Don't let them alter it. You are duty-bound.
No. Listen to me.
Just protect it. That's all I ask you.
The original should always be played.
Don't play no other kind.
But always be played on a national anthem.
Don't let nobody hear it. Don't let no one defame it.
On a closer note, I want all radio stations to play our national anthem before they sign on.
Okay.
That's my other gripe. Why do only to be the national station?
Mm-hmm.
All of us are patriotic.
I have no problem with it.
Well, I think that IRCA should make that rule before you sign on to play the national anthem.
Write IRCA and tell them make sure that happens.
No, we have obligation to me, and you should demand that. Me and you.
Yeah, I
don't have an this up. I don't have a start of a garden radio. Play your national anthem. Have a good day.
Yeah, man, thanks. I can mention it to Dwight. Dwight, make sure, we don't sign off or on, because we know 24 hours, all talk radio. But play the national anthem here and there, please, Dwight. See, I lobby in. The next thing I want to talk about is I went on Port of Ski Dock the other day, right? Drive through. And when I say I went to Port of Ski Dock, when you miss and turn off? I miss and turn off on the evening time, and I had to turn back on to get back onto the Eastern Road there. And I realized there's a whole ecosystem of poverty. There are people who need support who lives under the bridge. Not one person, not three people, not five people. There is about 20 people, homeless people, who live under the bridge. And I don't know if government know. I don't know if the number men know. I'm not sure. I know the church know, because there's the 20 people that go to the church and get food. And earlier, Erin Green on her show, she brought the person from Bahamas Feeding, that's right, company? Hand for Hunger group. And they were mentioned that they feed people who need support. And I'm concerned that we now have a culture of people who need support. Instead, you know, it's when the saying to say you teach someone how to fish, and instead of giving them a meal, I find that culturally now, we have a culture of people who need food. I'm not sure. I'm used to helping poor people who need support, you know. But when you see the Bahamas Striping Company said they are feeding 30,000 people for Thanksgiving, when you see that's just one company. And then you see all the politicians saying they feeding 5,000. And then you see all of the various organizations say they feeding 500 and whatever it is. You say, how many poor people out there that need food? Every day they need food. Something we're doing wrong, because they're not coming off the bread line. The numbers seem to be growing on the bread line. And I'm wanting to know, is it that bad? Are we one of those poverty-stricken countries that we need to be concerned? Let's go to this next caller there. Garden Radio AM. I think we're a poor nation. I think we might be hurting you. Go ahead, caller.
Morning. I'm calling about the changing of the national anthem.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hello?
You're live. Go ahead.
Yeah. So since we can't change the national anthem, how come we can change the flag, the color of the flag? When I was on Independence
we
Park,
do not change the color of
gold.
The flag.
Now all I see flying all over Bahamas is yellow.
And I can explain that.
Please.
The government said that they got some original colors. The aquamarine and the gold is hard to print. Right, you know, we order flags. We don't make flags here in the Bahamas. We don't make flags
here. I know that.
And when we put in the order to get the flag, the people who make the flags, we don't have that color. Why y'all put this color? And we, every so often, we get the right color when we put the order in. Right? But because the mixture is so hard to make, it's either you either get a flag or you get no flag.
Well, how come Barbados are using gold
and
some other Caribbean countries
our
using gold?
Is,
they have gold.
If you present our gold to the Barbados gold, it's two different gold.
No.
Our
gold is the same gold.
No, not. I'm telling you, each color is a number. Each color is a number, like how aquamarine is different from different people. Aquamarine. Each color on the flag is a number. And we normally put in the number for the flag. And
what
when
do you do with that?
What you can do with it? Well, we may have to change the flag to get an easier color.
But hey, what?
I just tell you what you want to solve it or overnight. But because sometimes we cannot get the right number, because we send the number in, you know. We send a number in, and the people them who create the flag, because we don't create flags here, said they don't have the number that we sent. Will you willing to take the alternative? And then we have to decide, either we taking the alternative or we ain't getting no flag. And there are times, tough decisions have to be made. Say, okay, we need a couple flags now. And we put in the order. So whenever you get the right color, send the right color, please. So that's why we have so much different color flags. And then there are private people, local people, especially if you have to buy it here locally. If you want a last-minute flag and go to places like Beyond Flags, right, they order their flags and they have a stock. And when you say you want a flag now and they say, this is what we have, either you want it or you don't want it.
But guess what?
Go ahead.
Sunderland Hospital, their yard full of it, the gold. Some other places full of it, the gold. When I watch Olympics and other things, I see other countries with aquamarine and yellow. I say, somehow we get yellow. Last Independence, in the front of the Senate building, they had the big yellow flag in the front of the Senate building instead of gold. That was an insult.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, now
we need to go to a different company.
No.
And China could do it?
That's where we're getting it from.
You're getting from China?
That's where we're getting it from.
So you all got to leave China and go someplace else?
We have scores of places we try to get it. Like I said, this was explaining it. We have a odd color, rare color of our flag.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but all of the politicians and all the persons who deal with the flags already acknowledge this. I remember the lady who's doing the flags and explaining how she imported, going in full detail about how hard it is to find the right color flags and how they order.
We can't stop. We got to keep trying until we find
and
the country.
And we haven't stopped. We haven't stopped. That's what I'm saying, ma'am. We haven't stopped.
Okay.
We continue to work
because
to get the right color flag.
I worked with the secretariat for Mr. Harold Munnings, and he had boxes of flags and they were yellow. He cussed and send them flags back to the cabinet office. Say they're not the right color.
Mm-hmm.
And how come government flying these yellow flags all round the roundabout and stuff? You can't mix the children up.
And the children ain't mix up. Our children are smart. They understand when they say.
They understand. These young people ain't no number but the gold. They only see in the yellow.
No, these young people smart than us. They understand exactly. The same way how I understand, and you having challenges understanding, that the flags is difficult to find the right color. And
I
we put in the
you.
Number.
I hear you, sir.
Our children are adequate. They fix this bill hole websites for themselves. They understand when they say flag 426, there's none available, and they say, okay, send 421. We can use this.
No.
These smart people.
No. We got to find someplace else in the world.
Yes.
To fly.
What I could encourage you to do is, when you find the right place, inbox the minister and say, I find the right place.
But then we can't do it ourselves.
I just said you're doing it, but you keep on going back in circles.
No. I mean, we can't manufacture the flag ourselves, mix the right color.
We are having challenges even getting good license plates.
I'm talking about license plates.
I just tell them we haven't challenged.
I want the flags.
I just tell them we import flags. We don't make flags.
So we can't end no way of us trying to make our own.
You
flags
have an opportunity
right
to create that business if you want.
Huh?
You have an opportunity to create that business if you want.
The government need to create it.
Government is not in business. They
what?
They provide opportunity for behemoths. Yes.
Well, anyway.
Thank you very much, Carla.
Somebody else talking about the flag now.
Yes, that's why it's important. Well, it's now 12 o'clock. It's now 12 o'clock. I wanted to accept those last two callers. We have challenges with the flag. We know that, right? We know that the aquamarine is odd, right? We've been trying to get this aquamarine right for a while. And there are some times when the people say they can't do it. And then you have to decide, okay, send that here until you get the right one, please. Sometimes you may have to be flagless for a while and say, why we have no flag up at all? Right now you go in a Parliament Square, there's no flag there. I guess they're waiting on the right color. That's why there's no flag there in Rawson. Right? Anyway, I just had a pet peeve. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much. Hopefully, we'll get the right colors for the flag. I'm not sure if we should leave it empty until we get the right colors. Maybe that's the thing, right? Sometimes they have it and sometimes they just don't. Anyway. Have a wonderful day. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Man Down Mashup Wednesday with Aaron Green. Have a wonderful day.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.